Proclamation number 0911 of 13th of May, 1939. My kingdom has come from above. And my kingdom has come from above. And humanity does not believe it. It imagines itself to be knowledgeable and yet remains in deepest spiritual darkness, and every attempt to rouse it from sleep fails, for the night of death holds the soul in its grip and the day with its light is not desired. And everything points to the time that I mentioned on earth. And so listen then, all of you who believe to walk in the Spirit of the Lord. Pay attention to the events of the world. Do not worry about your temporal well-being either, but think of the endlessly long time in eternity, which brings bitter suffering to those who did not find me on earth. Therefore, take upon yourselves everything the world wants to do to you, if only through this you can help the many erring ones. Don't leave the erring to their fate but try to bring them help, for if you live in love for me these trials will be blessed, yet you must willingly take upon yourselves the suffering of the earth and bear it for me, your Savior and Redeemer. For the earth will be a single source of fire, for people everywhere seek to detach themselves from me and to fully compensate me in earthly possessions for what they give away. The precious time on earth will pass people by unused and will only result in complete apostasy from God, to whom they should strive. The sun with its rays cannot break through the coldness of the heart, and one day the state without the warming rays of the sun will be agonizing, for anyone who remains in the night withdraws from the beneficial effect of the divine sun of grace. The suffering of the earth shall be a warning to you, it shall announce to you that you still walk in darkness. It shall be my loving warning for you to still turn back on earth from the previous way of life and to still desire the light. And in all world events recognize the working of the deity which wants to draw your attention to the approaching end of this time, to the imminent purification of all spiritual substances. And thus consciously ask God, your Creator and Redeemer, so that you will not fall prey to eternal darkness. Because the suffering on earth is only short-lived but the torment in the beyond is endless. The kingdom of God has come down, and it is not of this world. It does not apply to your body, but only your soul. And so you must also grasp it with your soul and not ask to what extent it is beneficial for your earthly body. Nothing will remain which at present gives you pleasure in earthly goods, but the kingdom of God will be everlasting and good for him who receives it when it comes to him. My kingdom is not of this world and therefore cannot be perceived with physical eyes. Yet it is possible for you to grasp it with your spirit, and spiritually you will also perceive the beatitudes and recognize the truth of everything I announced to you at the time of my life. The tremendous misery on earth has moved me to take care of the human children again with all love and mercy and to bring my kingdom close to them again, but the adversary's power has fanned the will of rejection so strongly. And the human beings will offer him no resistance and yet is in greatest danger. And those who recognize this shall be active for me and constantly seek to bring light to those who still walk in deepest night. They will do nothing without my support. This assurance of mine shall be a comfort to them and at the same time an incentive for ever more active work for me. For they are my children for whom I fear and long for with all my love. Amen.